360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop.
A one pitch. Ground ball to short. That should do it. Ortiz has it. Goes across the diamond. Throws out Tatis. And the Brewers take 2 of 3 from the Padres in the series. Final score this afternoon. Brewers 7-1.
Well, we couldn't get to the finish of that game fast enough, right? We took that 7-run lead. I think it was 7-0 at one point.
Ball game. Like,
just land this plane and get out of the homestand at 5-1. Joined down by MLB.com Brewers beat writer Adam McAlvey. Kind of an interesting afternoon, hey?
Yeah, scoring early is nice. I mean, Kyle Harrison's been very good. So you spot him a lead and you figure he's going to hold it. I mean, it's been Harrison and Mizorowski kind of driving the bus for the starting rotation with Priester down and now Woodruff down. And those guys have been great. I mean, Mizorowski's like electric. It's at this point, it's like send him to the All-Star game now.
Got to ask about Christian Yelich. Obviously, he sat the last two games. His back now acting up again. Is that right?
Yeah, and Pat Murphy said he feels really bad about it, basically, because he came back, played one game. He works so hard to manage that back. I mean, Brewers fans at this point know that he struggles with that here and there. It just flares up. And then the trick when it starts to flare is to stop it in time before it becomes something serious. And they've done if you think about it over the years, they've done a very good job of that. He had that surgery a couple of years ago, but the doctor said you're still going to have flares here and there. And one happened when he came in his first game back from that groin injury. So today's a big decision, according to Pat Murphy, because they need to decide at some point, like it's like playing poker. You're kind of pot committed. And if you don't put him on the injured list and you play short, then, you know, your 10 days comes up and you might as well have just put him on the injured list and let him take 10 days. So they're kind of in that decision point today, Pat Murphy said, and we'll see what they say tonight in Minneapolis.
Adam McAlvey is with us on Brewers 360. Want to ask you about the closer position, Adam. We talked to President of Baseball Operations Matt Arnold on Thursday, asked him about Abner Uribe, who blew that save opportunity in Miz's game that was amazing on Wednesday evening. He said he's not concerned about Abner, that he has a body of work that makes him confident in him as the closer.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a worrying fan, but I don't know,
are
man.
Are you confident, Vince?
I am not confident.
Really? Even when you like look at his game logs, his last 10?
Well, see, that's the problem, because you guys actually look at the stats, and so I need you to talk me off that ledge. It's a feel thing for me, though, but Abner and frankly, Devin Williams before him and Trevor McGill, and you can go back in a long line of Brewers closers that always seem to have guys on base in the ninth. And my whole thing is, if you don't have a closer, then don't have a closer. If you're going to be putting guys on and walking guys, and now it's first and third, and now the lead is down to one, I don't want to be nervous in the ninth inning all the time.
You need Mariano Rivera is what you need.
Yeah, just go get me that guy, yeah. Adam, and then I'll be fine.
Francisco Rodriguez is borderline Hall of Fame, but he always had guys on base in the ninth. It's just, look, every at-bat is tougher in the ninth inning than every other inning, and closers are going to have guys on base. Closers are also going to walk guys because they're often the pitcher who's throwing, as Abner does, triple digits. And that means you don't often have pinpoint control unless you're Trevor Hoffman and you go to the Hall of Fame. I have very few worries about Abner Uribe. There was worry early about Abner because the theory of relievers is you know 1 year on, 1 year off. And the reason is when you're on as a reliever, you get used all the time. You're Aaron Ashby right now. You could pitch Aaron Ashby in every game because he's really good and you can find a spot for him in every game. If you do that and he has a great year, the next year you often pay a tax on that because a guy pitched so much. And Abner Uribe pitched a ton for the Brewers last year. And when Trevor McGill went down, he was pitching huge innings in August and September and October. And that often you pay a tax. And now he went to the World Baseball Classic in March. So he was pitching huge innings early. And early on, he didn't look himself. He wasn't sharp. I think the last 10 or so have been really electric. And in that game against the Padres, I mean, you're nitpicking, but it's a line drive that Terang misses by 8 inches. And it's a walk after a 1-2 count, which kills you. And then it's one really bad pitch, a slider that got hit out. So the margins are so tiny for those closers. And it's just always going to be that way. You're going to be on edge in the ninth inning, Vince. I'm sorry. That's not going to change.
Unless you're up 7-1 or whatever it is, right?
Who's pitching tonight? Speaking of pitchers, do we know what the rotation looks like now?
TBD. It sounds like a bullpen game tonight. And it's part of this is Chad Patrick. Chad Patrick is he's been good for the Brewers. When you look at the numbers over the last couple of years, he gets amped up for these starts, and he's trying to work on that. There was that game where he lost his vision. He got so amped up, he kind of went out of it. They now have moved him, it sounds like, into more of a hybrid role, and I talked to him about it yesterday. He loves this. He doesn't want to know when he's going to pitch. So it could be Chad Patrick tonight, even though he's been in the rotation. But it sounds like they're going to move him around. They're going to pitch him at the start of games when it makes sense. They're going to pitch him in the middle of games. Kind of a right-handed Aaron Ashby. And he's been leveraged, too. Like in the playoffs last year, he was pitching late in games. And all of a sudden, the velocity was way up. Everything was way up. So I think they're trying something new with him, a little hybrid. And with a couple of these guys now, they're in the out-getter stage, like back in the day.
Don't tell me when I'm going to pitch. That's
you know, every guy's different, right? Yeah. Every guy, some guys need to know everything, and others, they just want to go play ball. And look, I mean, look, high school, 1995-ish, Eisenhower cross country, to go to my glory years. I used to run warm. I would get so amped up before meets that I would be, this is kind of gross, but I'd be running my warm up, and I would just turn my head and do my thing. That's what Chad Patrick, I feel like a kinship with Chad Patrick. You know, it's a little different, 95, 96 Eisenhower cross country versus pitching in the major leagues. It's slightly different level, but not really.
Run that by him, would you? And write your next piece on that, please.
Oh, we talked about it. We talked about it at great length. Yeah, I feel a great kinship.
Oh, I love it.
Adam McKelvey from MLB.com on Brewers 360 with us this morning. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, buddy.
See you guys.